Good morning, Sororis.
Good
Great Saturday morning to all of you. On behalf of our chapter president, Keisha Hume, as well as the chaplains, Sora Darn Clark, co-chaplain Sora Arlene Young, and myself, Sora Latasha Gray, I come before you all with greetings this morning. The Council of Chaplains are bringing you yet another prayer call, and I am thankful on this morning that God has allowed us to gather yet once again to come together and to pray. Sores, as I think about the last couple of days and how the weather has been changing, I'm also declaring that there is a change and a shift in the atmosphere. And I think about, as many of you all have probably thought about as we've been going through this pandemic, we've turned to the scripture related to the Passover in Exodus 12, and we've meditated on that. And many of us have symbolically placed the blood on our doors. But as I think about the Passover, I think about what came next, what came after that. And it was freedom. The whole command was, let my people go that they may serve me. And so after the Passover, people had the freedom to be able to serve the Lord. And so I want us to now shift the atmosphere and begin to think about what happens after the pandemic. As I look at the Bible in Luke 19, I'm going to read from verse 31. And it says, and this is Jesus speaking, and I'm actually going to start at verse 30, excuse me, saying, go ye into the village over against you. It is the which of you enter shall find a colt tied, wherein yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus say ye, say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. So as we begin to move, as we begin to shift, as we begin to think about beyond the pandemic, yes, we still have need of God, but he has need of us. So this is an opportunity for us to remember to continue to serve him. As we call upon him, he's calling upon us to serve him. So let my people go, we say, to this pandemic so that we can serve the Lord. And with that, I would like to hand it over to Sora of our chaplain council, Sora Maxine Borders, and Sora Marcia Phillips, who will lead us into prayer.
Amen.
Good morning, my sisters. God's word tells us to pray without ceasing. And when we do not know how or what to say, the Spirit will intercede for us with groaning too deep even for words. This morning, Sorors, we're going to go to the throne of grace and mercy on behalf of all of those who are on this prayer line, Sorors near and far, asking the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in our praise and petition. On this gorgeous day, it is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad in it. We will not be anxious about anything, but by this prayer, we will give thanks and make our requests made known to our God. So now we bow our heads and raise our hands to you, O God, as we come with confidence to your throne of grace and mercy. For you have also said in your word, if my people, who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. So let us now pray. Lord God, our Father, we come this morning giving you all praise and honor, for you are the great I am and most worthy of all of our praise. We bless your holy name, the name that is above every name, a name that causes all servants of God to bow and to humble themselves before you, a name that's so powerful that it causes demons and viruses to tremble. So let everything that has breath praise the Lord as we stand in awe of your power, love, and grace. We come this morning, O God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Lord, we are thankful for life, health, and strength. thankful for the beauty of this day, thankful for every answered prayer, thankful, O God, for the possibilities of an end to this quarantine caused by COVID-19. We thank you for all of those who have recovered from this invisible threat that on so many lives. We thankful, God, for this technology that allows us to share our prayers and petitions, and ever so thankful for a Delta Sisterhood of believers in abundant love. We confess, O God, that we woke up this morning with everything but you on our minds. We admit that during this time of quarantine, we have been captivated by television and books and even games and other distractions in this world and have not given you the time and study or worship that you truly deserve. Instead of worshiping you, O God, in spirit and in truth, we have tried to dress up our grumbling and gossiping and discontentment as a prayer request. But you, O God, have already searched our hearts and know all of our motives and intentions. For these indiscretions, God, we ask your forgiveness, for we know in you there is forgiveness through Christ Jesus, who died on the cross for our transgressions, and by his stripes we are both healed and forgiven. Father God, we come now with the petitions of our heart. We ask first, O God, that you would bless our souls and all that is within us. We ask that you search us and know us and remove anything from us that is unpleasing in your sight. Father, as you sit high on your throne and look low, we ask that you look upon all of our loved ones who are in need of healing and comfort. Heal all those on our prayer list and those prayer lists in every church and every chapter in this country. Reach across the boundaries of this land, O God, and touch the bodies of all those who are now suffering. Father God, as you said in your word, help us to turn our face to you, and then you will heal this land. Father, please put your hedge of protection around every frontline worker who is continuing to work in spite of this attack of this vicious COVID-19. Bless every doctor, nurse, pathologist, X-ray lab technician, medical assistant, reception and custodian, every policeman, fireman, EMT support person, every mortician, and even funeral director, Father God. Bless every volunteer, those who prepared food, made masks, and donated any form of protective equipment for the safety of all the workers and other volunteers. Lord, bless every family that has been visited by the death angel. Encourage their hearts and renew their spirits. Fill the void, O God, that has been created in their lives with your presence. Comfort them in every waking moment as only you can. Then, O God, we ask you to bless all the officers and members of this great sorority. We ask that you move mightily to cover us in all we have planned to accomplish as we increase our visibility in the communities that we serve. Start here, O God, in our local chapter and move through the regional division on to our national endeavors. Bless the plans that have been made and temporarily suspended. Renew our minds and spirits that we are able to continue our mission and purpose with you, O God, in the forefront. As we keep our minds and hearts centered on you, O God, we ask all of these blessings in the mighty, matchless name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are God and God all by yourself. Lord God, we thank you that your word says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and that the godly run into you and are safe, Lord God. Lord, I love, Lord God, the translation, the Passion Translation that says that the character of God is a tower of strength. And for the lovers of God, delight to run into his heart and be exalted. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just declare that there is a returning to you. Lord God, that we're turning to you more than we're turning to television and more than we're turning to the telephone, Father God, that we're seeking you out, Lord God, that we are sitting still and listening, Lord God, that we're bringing our petitions before you, Lord God, not asking if, not asking how, but just declaring and asking you, Lord God, that you will move and that you will do it on our behalf. Lord God, let us return to your word to learn of your character and to know, Lord God, the promises that you've made. Increase our faith, Lord God, so that we will be ones that don't waver, Lord God, that don't shift, Father God, and let us remember who you said that you are. Lord God, you said that you are Jehovah Jireh, Lord God, that where there is a need, Lord God, that you will provide. Lord God, you have never been a God who is less than enough. You are seldom a God who is just enough. But Father God, you have shown yourself so many times over and over to be the God who is more than enough. Lord God, you are the complete God of our provision, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, that you are our healer, that each and every person, Lord God, who has any ailment, who has any need, who has physical ailments, Lord God, and even those, Lord God, that are emotional, Father God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, that you are our healer, and that you are Jehovah Shalom, that you are our peace. That in the midst of chaos, Lord God, that you can give us clarity, that in the midst, Lord God, of the earth being shaken, Lord God, that you can give us stability. Father God, I thank you that your word says that you can give us feet as hind feet, Lord God, so that we will not slip when we are elevated, Father God. And so, Lord God, I ask that you stabilize us now, Lord God, in you, so that when this is over, Lord God, we won't return to what was, that we won't go and seek the old wine, Lord God, but that we will drink the new wine, Lord God, that we will seek the instructions for now and not the instructions of old, Father. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Bel-Perazim, Father God, that you are the Lord God of the breakthrough, Father God. Lord God, you can break through in every single area of our lives. Father God, whether it is someone, Lord God, that has been laid off, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that there are testimonies of those, Lord God, who are being redeployed and gaining a new employment, Father God. Lord God, that you are the one, Lord God, that if ever there is a need, Father God, the blessings, Father God, of others, Father God, of even dropping groceries off on porches, Father God, and blessing one another, Father God. Let us not put our instructions and our definition and our way on top of yours, Father God. Lord God, we're asking that you break through the way that you so please, because you know what is best, oh God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Gomorrah, Father God, that you are the Lord God of our recompense, Father God. Lord God, you are the one that when we come out on the other side, Lord God, you are the one who says that I will replace and restore and I will make better what you had to give up in the midst of the battle. Lord God, I thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, Father God, that you are our banner, that you are our victory, Father God. Lord God, no matter what goes on around us, Father God, you keep us safe, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for the bond of sisterhood, Father God, because one can put 1,000 to flight, and Lord God, two can put 10,000 to flight, Lord God. We thank you for what the bond of an entire chapter and what an entire sorority can do, Father God. Lord God, when we come together, Lord God, and bombard heaven, Lord God, and not do it in a mouthy way, Lord God, but do it boldly because you said that we can come before you, Lord God, with boldness. And so, Father God, we put every petition before you, Lord God, for healing, for strength, for provision, Father God, for the lifting of our heads, Lord God, for the eradication of anxiety and fear, Lord God. Lord God, we put before you doubt in the name of Jesus because, Lord God, you said that everything should bow at the name of Jesus, Father God. But Lord God, even you said that you lift and honor your word even above your great and mighty name. So Lord God, help us to return to you, to return to your word, to learn what your promises are, and to speak those out over our households, over our bodies, over our finances, over our refrigerators, Lord God, over our relationships, and even over our sorority, Father God, knowing that you know what is best. Lord God, let us not look at this as a time of isolation, but let us look at this as a time, Lord God, of revelation for us to sit and listen, Lord God, for us to bond, and Lord God, even renew our minds about what is and what is to come. Let there be no fear. Let there be no worry. Let there be no anxiety, Lord God. Lord God, those that are bogged down in depression, Lord God, and weighted down with the weights of the world, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that there is a surrendering of it all over to you, not worrying about the how, but just knowing that the who is taking care of it. Lord God, we submit ourselves to you, Lord God, and declare that you are handling everything because you said that you will perfect those things which concern us, even if it means perfecting our hearts to accept whatever your will is. Lord, we're not naive to what's going on in the world. We are just trusting and bold in our faith in you, knowing that you are in complete and total control. And for that, Lord God, we say thank you. And we praise you and glorify your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sora Latasha, for opening us up. Thank you, Sora Maxine, for that wonderful prayer. Sora Marcia, for that wonderful prayer, that powerful, powerful prayer. Sora Keisha, our president, are there anything that you want to add before I close us out?
Sure. Good morning, Thors. Thank you again. Thank you again for this fabulous collaboration between ICT, our chaplains, Council of Chaplains, and thank you, heartfelt thank you for extending this prayers, these prayers, these weekly prayers through the month of May. As I keep saying, prayer is needed now more than ever. Continue prayers to all of you on this line and out there who, you know, continue to have loved ones affected by the virus or losing loved ones to the virus. Please keep our seventh past president, Sor Lenita Ramona Hayes Williams, in your prayers. I'm getting word that her health is declining, so just keep her in your prayers, Sorors, along with the family of our Sorors. Who have passed away. So you know about Sor Vicki Collins, who passed away last Saturday. And, you know, we have been loving on her husband and her Sor cousin, Debbie Kent, and family. Debbie's in DAC dropping off food and checking in. I still have not received the arrangements. They're not sure what it's going to look like. That's why nothing has been sent out. And then, as I shared with the chaplains this morning, we lost another Saxor, Alice Bartholomew. She was, you know, in our chapter, moved to New Orleans last year due to reoccurring breast cancer, was doing well, was thriving. I was following her, talking to her on Facebook, and then found out yesterday that she passed away from COVID-19. So, again, we got to keep praying. This virus is... I don't even have a word for it. Please keep our other sack throwers, Arita Johnson and Karen Landell, in prayer as they were close to Thoror Alice. And again, she, you know, passed away. She's in New Orleans, Louisiana, not here with us. I don't know. On a good note, it's supposed to be 70 and sunny. I know we're social distancing, but maybe get out and get a little air, a little sun this weekend, and continue to pray. Thank you to all that came out yesterday to love on our ninth past president, Sor Marcia. She, you know, that was exactly what she needed at the time, she said. So can't talk about that much without crying, but thank you. It was a great show of love and support. So as always, I'm proud, and have a great weekend, Sor.
Thank you, Sor Keisha. As we close out this prayer call this morning, the Lord put one of my favorite songs on my heart, and I just wanted to share some of the lyrics with you. As our call today has placed in our hearts to put a shift on our focus, to shift our focus from the news, the social media, from the complaints, from the worries, to shift our focus back to the Lord. and to focus on his character, on who he is, on his power, on his authority, on his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. So I just wanted to share a little bit of one of my favorite songs. Jesus is the center of my joy. It says, all that is good and perfect comes from you. You are the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Jesus is the center of my joy. When I have lost my direction, you are the compass for my way. You are the fire and the light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm alone, your hand is there to hold. Jesus is the center of my joy. All that is good and perfect comes from you. You are the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Jesus is the center of my joy. Soars, as we go into this day with the bright sunshine, let us be reminded of the SON that is still shining upon us. Let us shift to the center of our joy. Let Jesus be the center of our joy. Let the joy of his salvation give us strength. Let his love and his grace and his mercy be felt upon each one of us. Let his peace that passes all understanding settle our minds. Let his comforting arms surround us. Let his power and his might give us strength. And remember that Jesus is the center of our joy. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Amen.